Proclamation number 3225 of 18th of August, 1944. Undoubted faith in the word. Your faith must be so firm that you no longer harbor the slightest doubt about my word. As long as you cannot unconditionally believe what I reveal to you through my word, you are not yet so far advanced in knowledge that you are able to grasp everything. Only when the context is clear to you will you accept every word without doubt and represent it to your fellow human beings as pure truth. Thus you are, so to speak, only knowledgeable when you have complete faith, for knowledge acquires profound faith. You can certainly hear my word. It can appear intellectually clear and plausible to you, yet it will only signify profound knowledge for you if you have faith, because it is my will that you first deepen your faith before you become knowledgeable. Earthly knowledge acquires proof in order to be addressed as knowledge. But since spiritual knowledge cannot be proven, it requires faith. Through faith the human being then reaches the level of knowledge which makes him free, for to possess spiritual knowledge is a degree of freedom, a degree of perfection. Where you lack faith there will always be a gap in your knowledge, and thus you will lack the context without which, however, knowledge cannot be spoken of. You accept my word, and this word of mine shall shape you into beings of light. But then I must also demand undoubted faith in it, because my light can only radiate if you open yourselves completely. But doubt is not an opening but a defense against my ray of light. As long as something is not quite clear to you, you can certainly gain clarity through doubt and subsequent reflection. Yet if I convey something clearly and understandably to you and you doubt these conveyances, this is the disparagement of my word, a non-acknowledgement of it or a doubt about the truthfulness of the giver, and both are injustice to yourselves because you thereby deprive yourselves of the strength which can only work if you believe. But if you believe that I speak to you humans, if you believe that you are able to hear me, then you may not doubt anything I reveal to you, for I will truly not tell you anything wrong. Just as I will never remain silent to a believing earthly child which desires to hear me. Thus what such a child hears is truly purest truth, even if it seems difficult for you to accept. And therefore you can represent every word with conviction, just as you received it after heartfelt prayer for enlightenment of spirit. Then you can also boast of standing in knowledge because you, being taught by me myself, have received the right knowledge and are thus instructed in truth and now possess spiritual knowledge which allows you to seamlessly recognize the connection between all creations and me, the creator of everything that is visible to you. Amen.